Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Oh, yeah. Great. I'm here. I'm good. Of course, like I always do about this time, I'm reloaded. Yeah. Hold on. Drums, please. K100 Internet Radio, you dig? Thanks for tuning in to the show. Woohoo! 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. What's happening? www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. That's the site that you can check out the show live on the internet. It's also the site you can check out for the replays of the old episodes. Once again, we air live Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. That's Eastern Time, Atlanta Time, New York. 7 to 9 Central Time, which is Houston, Chicago. All right, you feel me? And on the West Coast, you know, you do the math. Subtract 3 hours. Anyway, episode 175. Uh-huh. Gonna be great. You ain't slick. Motherfucker, you ain't slick, shawty. You understand what I'm saying? But we'll get into that. Pay attention. We're on Facebook. We're on MySpace. MySpace.com/K100Radio. Facebook.com/K100Radio. All right? Follow me on Twitter at Blizzum. BLIZM. At Blizzum. BLIZM. All right? Check me out there. And also, last but not least, we are an official podcast in the iTunes store up under the podcast section. All right? You can subscribe to our podcast. Totally free. Doesn't cost you shit. Just another way that you can get that past episodes of K100 Radio, all the ones that you missed in the podcast format. Besides going to the show page, this is another way that you can get it. And it's easy as hell. Every time you plug in your iPod or iPhone or iPad or whatever, it automatically updates you with the latest episode of K100 Radio that you might have missed. Super great feature. I love it. I use it myself. That's how I get the episodes on the go if I want to listen to another episode, all right? Let's see. That. Oh, yeah. Last but not least, the email address for the show is k100radio@gmail.com. Once again, k100radio@gmail.com. The letter K, the number 100, the word radio. k100radio@gmail.com. So if you're an artist or you know anyone that's an artist, and you want to get your music on the K100 Internet Radio Show, shoot it to me there, k100radio@gmail.com. Last night we had Young Jock Swag Team in the building, and Street Kings, you feel me? That was the name of the group, Street Kings, from the Swag Team, label from Young Jock. They was in here. We played their music last night, besides our crazy zany discussion that we had going on, which is we're going to have another one tonight, because a lot of you motherfuckers think you slick. I can't, don't you hate a slick motherfucker? You just want to mash him. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to get into that. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. I'm going to go ahead and jump on. All right? I'm going to go ahead and jump on with the monologue, the synopsis, if you will. And for those of you listening to K1's Internet Radio for the first time, basically what I do is do a little mini breakdown, you know, about what I'm going to be talking about. I do it for every single show. And I read it out loud before I set it off and go to the phone lines. All right? So I'm going to go ahead and do that now. And every other episode, just in case you want to know what each episode is about, if you go to the Blog Talk Radio site, which is, once again, blogtalkradio.com/K-100, you can, before you even listen to a show or decide if you want to download it or replay it or whatever, you can read a breakdown of what we're going to be talking about. And 99% of the time, I stick to the script, at least for the first 2 hours of the show. Sometimes around the third hour of the show, it can get crazy. It can get nasty. Yeah. You never know with that third hour. If I let it run into the third hour, sometimes motherfuckers just get out of control. They're sleepy. It's 11 something. Everybody's horny. And sometimes they change it up. But for the most part, whatever the hell you read on the breakdown is what we're talking about for at least the first 2 hours of the show. Okay, so episode 175. Oh, yeah, one last thing. Only got one rule on the show. Keep it 100. If not, I'm going to murk your ass. Not literally. Just on the show. All right, episode 175. Here we go. Once again, 347-934-0966 is the number to dial to the show. 917's up first. They had their hand on deck raised up. So after I read this, I'm going to the 917 first. All right, here we go. And I'm reading now. Don't you hate when people try to get over on you? All right? Don't you hate that? I really do. Because to me, it's like you just saying, fuck your intelligence. All right? You feel what I'm saying? Fuck your intelligence. You're not. It's a form of disrespect. I mean, you might as well slap me or some shit. You might as well punch me in the face. You might as well steal some money from me. You know what I'm saying? You might as well try to punk me out. When you try some slick shit with me, I think you're calling me stupid. Because sometimes, some of the slick shit that motherfuckers try to pull, only a stupid motherfucker would fall or believe. Fellas, we're going to get creamed tonight by the ladies. We're going to get creamed tonight by the ladies. Because they're going to get on their little soapboxes with niggas think they slick with the cheating shit. Well, whatever. I mean, what you want to do? As soon as you, the first time you come up on us and you say we cheating, you just go ahead and blab it out and tell like a little bitch now? Even if we did cheat, we going to try and lie our way out of it. No matter how fucking retarded the lie is, second nature. Okay? Moving right along. Nothing makes me madder than someone trying my intellect. All right? Really annoys me. If you have lived long enough, then this has happened to you. If you're a grown person, this has happened to you. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, us guys, we tried a woman with tooth intellect in our days, the average player. You feel what I'm saying? You got caught, you got jammed up, you had to try to lie your way out of it. Might have been a dumb lie, couldn't think fast on your feet. It is what it is, all right? But sometimes people really try you like you're a real fucking dummy. Most of the time, they're underage with juveniles. Remember when back in the day, when you used to try your mom and daddy with dumb shit? We used to try that old, I spent the night at my friend's house bullshit with your mom and them. I stayed after school for study hall type shit. You know how it is when you a kid. It's as if all the BS you're trying to pull, you think you're the first motherfucker to try to do it. And you're not. So then your mama just happens to call over to your friend's house just because she did the same shit when she was a fucking teenager. You're not there. You get your ass beat. It's simple, but everybody's done it. Being slick is another form of lying. Pay attention. Being slick is another form of fucking lying. Now, I know, like I said, we all have to tell lies sometimes. Self-preservation, fellas. You know what I'm saying? You know, somebody text us at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know. You have to make up a slick lie. But it is another form of lying. All right? So, that type of scenario and many more are just one of the ways that people try to be slick. Our last president thought he was fucking slick by invading the country and lying to us, and he got caught in his lie. But in the end, we've all tried to be slick, and we've all been a victim of some slick shit. So here goes. Here go the questions. What was the last slick shit somebody tried to pull on you? What was the last slick shit somebody tried to pull on you? Question number two. What was some slick shit you tried to pull when you was a juvenile? And I know you did. Don't call the show telling me, oh, I never tried to pull no slick shit. I'm going to fuck it. It's the fuck you did. We all did it. What were you, some kind of lame ass Goody Two Shoes or something? If you were, why the fuck are you listening to K100 anyway? What was some slick shit you tried to pull when you was a juvenile? And did it work? Did it work? A lot of times I got caught, but a lot of times I got away. I share some with y'all. Who do you think tries to pull slick shit the most? Men or women? Pay attention to the question. Because ladies, slick shit is going through your man's shit. Trying to be slick, trying to look for slick shit. Right, yeah. I'm going with the ladies. Question number 4. What is the slickest shit you ever heard of somebody trying to pull off and actually getting away with it or not? You feel me? Whether they got away with it or not, what was the slickest shit you ever heard? Not got to be you now. We talking about just, you heard a motherfucker really tried to pull some old slick ass shit. And you, whether they pulled it off or not, the fact they even tried this slick shit. Sometimes slick shit can be dumb shit. Key point. Sometimes slick shit can be dumb shit. The only kind of good slick shit is a smart, well thought out slick shit. But the dumb, super slick shit, we can do without, people. We can do without. 917, you're on the air with K1's Internet Radio. Thanks for calling the show. I'm your host, Blizzard. Welcome to the show. What's popping?
What a do.
Oh, Nooney Jr. What's happening?
Not much, man. Calling from my, what's going on with you, homie?
Shit, man. Same old goddamn shit, different day, man. Thanks for calling in to the show. I got the homie Nooney Jr. on the line, Go Hard Radio. Nooney Jr. live show. You know what it is. Savage life shit. You understand what I'm saying? So I know you got a ton of slick shit that you done witnessed in your motherfucking day. I know you do. I know you do. There's no way you can be you and be where you at in life and not witness or perpetrate it in some slick shit yourself. Now, I don't want you to, you know, tell on yourself, okay, 100, incriminate yourself in anything, any legalities. One more time, everybody. If you try to put some slick shit on the IRS, don't tell me on the show. All right? You know what I'm saying? We're leaving that kind of stuff out. We're talking about the shit you can't go to prison for, okay? So, Nooney Jr. By the way, Nooney Jr.'s got a new song with T-Shell. I like. It's hot. Y'all should check it out. I didn't upload it to the show, but then again, I'm not. Next time I have a show about some man-woman shit, I'm going to upload that one. I'm going to run that one back. But it's a hot new song. Check out Nooney Jr.'s new joint. I posted it up on my wall earlier, so if you're on my friends list, or you can go to Nooney Jr.'s friends list and check it out. You should. All right, so Nooney, look, man, what was the last slick shit somebody tried to pull on you, man?
You mean like something that like we actually went through the motions or like they tried to pull it on me?
Well, I don't care if they actually got over on you, but okay. I just want to know what they tried. You feel what I'm saying?
I would say, well, no, this ain't the last, but then I want to talk about this one. I remember I was in the military, and I was talking to this one female, and she had a bunch of, like, brothers and baby daddies and ex-husbands and all kind of crazy stuff. You know how I be.
Uh-huh.
But anyways, they were all mad at me, and they wanted to jump me, like, 5 or 6 of them on one, you know, 5 or 6 people against just me, you know. And I wasn't the type to be shooting at people. I mean, I was type to walk away or fight, you know. But anyway,
right.
A couple of other guys ended up fighting those guys, acting like they were trying to help me.
Uh-huh.
And in reality, it was not even like that. Like, it was just a real sick, small-town Georgia-type stuff. Like, out there, cousins mess with cousins, and cousins fight cousins, and then the next day, they all be friends again. So I'm thinking that it was because they, you know, because I had played basketball with these dudes. I'm in the gym with these dudes. I thought they were looking out for me. But in reality, they was beating up their own cousins because their cousins was messing with their cousins, the same one that they were messing with.
I don't know if this is slick shit or a fucking love incest triangle. I don't know.
Check it out. The reason why it's slick is because they were really mad at me too. But they were acting like they were down with me. All they did was use that opportunity to have a reason or an excuse to fight them, because they was like, they trying to keep their family having a good name. You know, in them little small towns, like people last name mean a whole lot. Like, if you say that your last name is Williamson, the people are going to look at you a certain way. Like, when you come to Houston, you can say that your last name is Williamson. All right, well, I know 800 Williamsons in Houston.
Right.
So down there, they were trying to break it down to me that they were trying to maintain the integrity of their of their family name, and they was keeping it 100 with me by having my back.
Some slick shit
be petty, but sometimes some slick shit can get you real fucked up and hurt. You understand what I'm saying? Get you jailed up and locked up. You feel me? Before I move on, can you tell me, without incriminating yourself on a level with anybody, some slick shit you tried to pull as an adult?
As an adult?
Did you get away with it? It's gonna be the next question, by the way.
I don't really recall, to be honest with you. I've been pretty honest, and I've been like a lame, like a lame sucker. You know what I mean?
See, what about as a juvenile? Question number two.
Wow.
Right. Question number two, ladies and gentlemen. Question number two, what slick shit you try to pull when you was a juvenile, and did it work? Did it work?
Ask me to focus on a certain type of slick stuff. Like, just give me like a,
slick shit that you pulled at school that you got away with.
At school.
Yeah.
I remember one of the homies sitting up in the class, and when they was calling roll for, like, it's 180 days in the school year, or it was when I was going to school. It's like 176, because we have hurricanes and tornadoes.
Right.
You know, you might lose like 4 or 5 days. So, you know, homie sat in there, and when the name was called, homie was answering for somebody else, and you already know who somebody else was.
Right.
For the whole 180 days. And now the next question is.
But what happened when it was time to turn in your work and take a test?
Oh, man, it was so many people in this class. It was an overcrowded school, you know, and like, it was one of them schools where, you know, they had other issues. Let's just say that.
What was some slick shit you pulled over on a female as a juvenile?
I used to be like, all right, I'll let you later, and hop on the 15 Hiram Clark and act like I'm going to the north side and get up at the next stop. And the next stop is only six blocks away. And then I would leave from that one and go 6 more blocks away, and I just do it until I just got tired, you know. And every 6 blocks, you know, equaled. So,
right.
Mean, you know, like that's, you know, I didn't have a cell phone. And I just did it like that. But you know, we wasn't together or nothing. But I was being slick because I wasn't being honest.
Right. Being slick, anytime you trying to just pull the wool over some eyes, anytime you tell a lie, you really trying to pull some slick shit. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the motherfucking day, who do you think pulled the most slick shit? Question number three: men or women?
I think women do.
Why you say that?
Because women like to play that victim role all the time. They always are blaming the man, and you know, it's funny. I always hear women say this. The person that's always accusing somebody is the one that's guilty. Well, I guess they just said that they are guilty because they're always accusing. You know, they always, you know, and I'm not saying that women don't have the right to accuse a man, but like, women sit there and accuse you just because somebody told them.
Right.
Just because they go on your Facebook and they read somebody writing you, and you know, especially like if you're an artist or a football player, you know, you have to appeal to the public.
Uh-huh.
You know, they love to accuse you, and you don't even be doing nothing. I think women are a lot slicker because, like, 80% of the women that me and my friends have dealt with in the last 10 years have all been in relationships already.
I think it's not even a question. They pull the most slick shit. You feel me? Men probably do more cheating per se, but women are slicker. They pull the most slick shit, man.
Oh, no.
They pull the most slick shit.
I think women, a lot of women get with guys, and the woman knows that the guy's not gonna do right, but she tries to force him. But with women, they already come out the bat saying how great of a person they are, and they act like they're so great. And some of them are great as they portray themselves, but then a lot of them are just. They're just street freaks, you know what I'm saying? They just do everybody, don't know how to. You know, women have this image to uphold. They can't look like that in front of everybody. They can't look like that in front of one person.
Right. That's why I say they do the most slick shit because they're the ones who got the image to uphold. If a single woman has to pull the slick shit, listen, everybody. A single woman, by default, y'all got to be slicker than us. By default. You know why? Because all the whole shit that y'all do that y'all don't want other people to know that y'all do, y'all got to hide it. Men don't got to hide the shit. So by default, y'all have to be slick with y'all shit automatically because in order to keep your womanly image up, for the most part, you have to do that shit on the low, on the slick shit. You have to be slick to get it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just the truth. It's the fact that y'all are women. People look at y'all in a different light. Y'all can't just do what y'all want to do and be considered a woman. It's like that. I know it's a double standard. So what y'all do is y'all pull that slick, late night slick shit all the time. You feel me? Just to put on. It's not necessarily that y'all just embarrassed or ashamed or nothing. It's just the fact that y'all know that y'all are looked at differently. So y'all got to pull that slick shit to do that goddamn, you know, that other shit that y'all really be wanting to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying that it's all women because there are some great young ladies out there who are wholesome, or I almost say they're wholesome, but I'll say they might be like 73% wholesome or whatever you want to call it. But then you have a lot of women, bro, and they be doing some stuff. I mean, women are they be doing some dirty, conniving, scandalous, out downright just nasty stuff, and like. Being a guy that was if you was raised by your mother to respect women, you know, women like 100%, you would end up getting played. You would end up becoming a big sucker.
Mm-hmm.
You would get hurt.
You could get hurt. You really could, because you could run across the wrong one. And the thing about the wrong one, you'll never know signs of seeing the wrong one until it's too late, till you already fucked up. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna be past the point of no return for you, dog, before you figure it out.
See,
you understand what I'm saying?
See, bro, a lot of men do a lot of stupid stuff. See, men are more dumber, and men are also they just don't care.
women
are very slick though. They are very sneaky and very slick.
Slick is the original slick motherfucker was the goddamn woman. She tricked the man into eating the apple. Hey, I didn't make the story up. Whether you believe it or not, the perpetrator of the slick shit. And the greatest story ever told was, in fact, the damn woman. Period, point blank. Stop hitting the fucking number one just because I said that. It's true. What, you ain't never read the Bible? I don't want to hear this shit tonight, ladies. Tell me right now. Y'all, throughout history, have been the slick motherfuckers. Y'all was the one who tricked, what's his name with the hair? Who had the power in his hair? The other story with the power. Samson. Yeah, Delilah. Yeah, slick shit. Conniving. Y'all are the slickest of the two. We may not be, you know, we may don't give a fuck like Nooney said. We just more brash with that shit. We do stupid shit, but y'all are slick. Y'all can be straight up hoes and have a nigga thinking y'all the best thing since sliced bread. Y'all are the slickest motherfucker out of us two by default. I don't even know why. This ain't even a real question. Women, you have no argument right now. Because the original slick motherfucker was a goddamn woman. I'm just saying. Last question, Nooney. What is the slickest shit you ever heard somebody else pulling off or trying to pull off? Whether they pull get fit new with it or not?
I can't get in trouble by saying this because it's public information. And it was put out in the Navy Times. But I knew a guy who was stationed with another guy who was in payroll. He was in dispersing admin.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Basically what this cat did, the reason why I really knew about his story because we both got shot around the same time. But he got shot on purpose, right? Now, I'll tell you how it all got leaked out. But he was a nerd, you know, a real do-gooder, you know, always had his gig line in order and always had his shave on point, you know, military creases. So anyways, he was stealing like 99 cents out of each weekly pay, out of each paycheck for each week out of every Marine and every Navy sailor and every Coast Guard sailor in the world.
Damn.
This was reserve. This was active. This was activated. This was whatever you want to call it. This was everybody. And then on every sign-on bonus or bonus, he was generating an extra tax that was untraceable, and he was stealing money out of that. And then he had his hands in supply. So he was stealing money from that. They was buying computers and stuff. And what he would do, he would go down to that office and take out the hard drive and put in another hard drive, you know, and then he would sell the hard drive. I don't know what he was doing. He was doing, like, the defective pieces.
Right.
And,
so he ended up getting caught, right?
Yeah, he ended up getting caught because I guess he got tired of just being a little lame. You know, nobody ever knew he had all that money. But then as an E3, he pulled up to the lot in a yellow Ferrari.
Here we go. This is the difference between niggas and females. You know what I'm saying? The dumb nigga, the dumb slick nigga, he probably was smart and slick, but he just got the pressure got to him. He had the fucking stuff. That's the problem with men. We got to show it off. If we fucking a bad bitch on the side, nigga, we got to make an arm candy at some point. And that's when we fuck up. We got
and
to
even if they don't make the candy, they go to their homeboy house and talk about it.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you know
yeah.
what? Their homeboy wants to talk to the original girlfriend, you know, the one that he's dealing with.
Right. So he go ahead and tell her. You know what I'm saying? With his lame ass.
Hey.
All right. Noonan, stay on the line, man. I'll leave your mic open. Next up, Shay, what to do, babe?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. I got the homie Noonan Jr. on the line. Also, I got Shay on the line. Episode 175. Yeah, that old slick shit. Shay, what was the last slick shit somebody tried to pull on you, Shay?
Oh, let me think. I think it probably had to do with money.
Money's always going to be some slick shit. Money's going to be amazing.
I don't know. I think I can say it. I'm going to try to say it without incriminating myself on the line. It had to do with some money and some particular activity. I had went into, a little business venture with someone.
Oh, my bad.
Not that kind of activity. I had gone into a business venture, and I was like the behind the scenes.
Incrimination has occurred.
Off the top. You know what I mean? Off the top. She didn't even make it all the way to the business store. Go ahead and finish.
Well, I had gone into a business venture, and I had, let's just say, some front money to get the operation going. And, and the person was supposed to bring me X amount of profit and X amount of money or whatever, and came and told me some bullshit talking about they got stopped en route and something happened and my product had to be disposed of suddenly. Now, I know they spoke the hell out of that shit.
Hold on. Oh, I understand shit. That you might call that slick, but see, that's so everyday, and that's so common, though. That's
but
not
I know
even
that
slick.
Didn't
that's
happen.
Just, that's so typical, man. Like, you couldn't have fell for that one.
I got my money back another way. But listen, though.
I think slick. I mean, I don't know the definition of slick, but I think slick has to go with you might have believed it. You know, but like I could not even believe somebody telling me that.
No, see, the thing was, this person thought that I didn't have no clue about nothing, just because I didn't come off as like, you know, knowing everything about everything. And so I was like,
so
okay, well,
you
gonna give me my money, or I'm gonna
know
take it
all
up
about
your ass.
The rent money.
I know how to get the rent money.
So basically, this nigga that goddamn went to get to work and got jammed up. Okay. This nigga here. You know what I'm saying? Was it a nigga?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a nigga. Yeah.
You know, niggas.
His ass won't take advantage of nobody else like that, I bet, by the time what happened to him got finished.
Y'all females got to stop trying to fucking do nigga shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's all right, though. I have some niggas take care of them. It's all right.
Come on ahead and take your ass down to the club, got on the pole, if you really needed to. And try to cross over to the nigga. Yeah, go ahead.
I think that this is the guy that she did the thermometer thing with.
No, it's not.
Isn't this the same nigga stuck a thermometer up his ass?
That was his ultimate payback.
That was before him. No, that was before him.
Did you say his name was Corey? Did you say his name was Corey Tillman?
That was before him.
Did you say that his name was Corey Tillman?
I don't know who that is, but I didn't say what his name was.
Oh, okay.
He tried to fuck up already. All right, question number two.
I'm protect the guilty.
Question number two, Shane. What was the slick shit that you tried to pull when you was a juvenile, and did you get away with it?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I got away with a hell of a lot of stuff. And some stuff I didn't, but it was all right. I didn't care at that point.
You got away with?
It was either stealing my parents' car and they didn't know about it, or either, because I used to cut class all the time. I had a philosophy, if I can pass the class without going to it, why I got to go to all the classes? So I would just cut school when it was convenient. go to the beach, do whatever, you know. And
what do you mean by do whatever? What does do whatever mean?
Because my parents were real strict and they wouldn't let me go nowhere and do nothing. So I was like, well, fine. After I get off the bus, I'll just go wherever I want to go.
So can you tell me, like, what is one thing? Did do whatever have to do with
wedding?
I used to go to the mall, go shopping. I'm going to ask you again. Did do whatever have to do with an increased heart rate?
If we were walking really quickly, yeah. Sometimes we'd be running on the beach.
Sometimes you'd be in the back seat of a car with the windows fogged up.
Actually, I wasn't in the back seat. It was always in a bed. Thank you very much.
Fine. Skip it, class.
I didn't do back seats. Sorry, I didn't do back seats.
Your mama called without getting caught. What the fuck was they intending?
They were asleep. My parents sleep so hard, and I knew that once they went to bed and, you know, got into their little zone, that they were not coming out that room. And if they did, they wasn't going to have a need to, like, go look outside unless there was an emergency, and I just kind of chanced it. But, there wasn't no emergency, and I got off on that one.
Did you steal the car to get some dick?
Actually, I didn't, because I was too scared that I might be in the middle of something and not be able to get back. So I never did it for that purpose. I was just like, just to go hang out. I don't even know if there was anything particular. I think it was just to see if I could and see if I could get away with it.
Hey, bro, we used to just go outside for that. We didn't have to leave.
Again, my parents didn't let me go nowhere, so they went to sleep. But I did get busted from cutting class because they would call. And I would go, like, take the phone, and I would answer it because I knew what time of the night they was going to call. And I would act like it was one of my girlfriends. I'd be like, yeah, hold on. And then as soon as the recording hung up, I would call one of my friends and act like we'd been talking on the phone.
Women. Who do you think pulls slick shit the most, Shay, men or women? Keep it 100 now.
I'm going to have to say women because I know some shit that I did. It wasn't nothing to hurt anybody else. It wasn't nothing to hurt anybody else, but it was just to get away with shit.
That hurt! You don't think sticking a thermometer up a guy, that was a slick?
Why you had to bring that up? That wasn't slick. They had nothing to do with this conversation. See there?
It was slick because you took a man that was on his deathbed. and you did that to him.
And you tried to act like you were trying to be slick.
I was trying to help him. I was concerned. I was his lady friend. So I was concerned about his health. See?
You know what?
I was very concerned about his
I can't believe
I'm very concerned about his health.
Grossest shit I ever heard of, by the way. Matter of fact, you might be my question, my answer for number four. Number four is, what is the slickest shit you ever heard of somebody pulling off? Mine is a girl sticking a thermometer to a motherfucker ass. She gets a goddamn sodomized because he was in an act of healing. Like, act like she's trying to kill the motherfucker. She's trying to help a nigga and sodomize him. And he didn't even know it.
Well, that's your answer. Let me give you my answer. My answer ain't even have nothing to do with me, actually, believe it or not. My answer is, my sister, we were some bad little girls. She wouldn't have graduated if it wasn't for this slick shit. Let me tell you, my sister, we had a problem with going to school, okay? Let's just put it out there.
Wow.
So she would, she would miss, she was smart, too, so she was like, wow, shit, I still passed. So she would miss school or, like, be late getting back sometimes coming from, you know, an extended lunch or whatever. And she had missed so much that it got to the point where by that time when she came along, it was like, you know, you had to stay in school so many days or whatever, otherwise you couldn't graduate. So it was, like, serious for her. My cousin, who ain't but a couple of years older than me, went down there and posed as my mom and had a conference with the school and all this kind of stuff and made it seem like, you know, that, you know, she would talk to her and she would counsel her and then, you know, so that she could graduate. Because if it wasn't for that, my sister wouldn't have graduated. And up until, like, a couple of years ago, my mom never knew. It just happened to slip out. I mean, all that time. So, yeah, she had got away with that. That was, like, the slickest.
Wow. Y'all some slick motherfuckers. Y'all fucking women. Stay on the line, stay, man. I'm telling you, man, y'all all fucking right. Women are the worst perpetrators of slick shit. It's y'all. Ruby Candy, what it do, babe?
Hey, what it do, y'all?
What's
how
going
y'all doing?
On? What's calling the show? What's happening?
Nothing much.
All right, everybody, welcome to the line. The lines are popping now. They coming in. They streaming on in. 347-934-0966. That's the number that's on to the show. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. I also got my homie, Nooney Jr. on the line. Ruby Candy's on the line. You feel me, Ruby? What's happening? Ruby, episode 175. You know what it is. You ain't motherfucking. What was the last slick shit somebody tried to pull on you, Ruby?
The last slick shit. Oh, it happened yesterday with my dad. I bought some movies from his ass yesterday and some bootleg movies. And one of them I got, for my son. He wanted Justin Bieber, whoever, and it was Home Alone 3. And then I got a cartoon movie. It was a flick.
It was a flick?
Yeah. It was a flick. It was a pretty good flick, too.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was a flick that said, what did it say now? Say it again.
The flick, it was supposed to be, because he was just like, he had Finding Nemo. And I was just like, yeah, because, you know, I like that movie, you know, Finding Nemo, whatever. So on the thing, it said Finding Nemo. But shit, when we put it in, and, you know, we were sitting in the living room, and that was the first one that I put in. Man, it was just nothing but ass.
Who was he trying to hide it from? Why did he have it labeled Finding Nemo?
God, he was, you know how crackheads do, man. They just bootleg everything. They just, hell,
okay.
I'm trying to help him out, hell.
That sounded like it was just a damn mistake. I don't know if that constitutes being slick. That sounded like it was just an honest mistake right there. I don't know, maybe, I mean, you think your daddy really meant to give you porn? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Hell, he'll sell anything. So, I mean, shit, if he can give him a dime for, hey, whatever, hey, it is what it is.
Okay, he might be out there like that, I guess. Okay. I don't know. Question number two, what was some slick shit you tried to pull when you was a juvenile? Besides trying to fuck your brother's wife.
Oh, God.
We can bring that up. We can bring up the fact that you tried to fuck your husband's wife, but... I mean,
my husband's wife?
Your brother's wife.
My brother's fiance. I was drunk. Okay.
You know, people do a lot of slick shit when they drunk, like fuck their brother's fiancés.
And people also say and do the things that they always wanted to do. So there's no excuse.
Uh-huh. So
carry on, soldier.
Yeah. So what was the slickest thing you tried to pull as a juvenile?
God, I got away with most of it, except... Except when my senior year... I transferred out of private school and I went to regular school, And I was kept on, you know, that after semesters, you know, every 3 months, you know, they write a check to the school and everything like that. So I was getting the checks. You know, I was getting the checks and shit. I was cashing them and everything until that last check came in, and my mom was at home before I even made it to the house.
And so what, so she didn't know you was cashing all the other checks or what?
No, she didn't. Hey, she didn't know I transferred out of the private school, and she didn't know I was cashing the checks.
Oh, motherfucker, you left school, changed schools without asking?
Yes.
Who does that? How did you sign yourself up without your mama being there?
Because, like, because I was old enough, and then it's just like, you know, I was just telling them that, you know, well, hell, I want to ask for their signature. That's all you need is just her signature. They give you some papers, some transfer papers. Before the school year starts, they give you transfer papers, and you just, you know, sign them, and you just take it to that school.
And not only that, you was cashing the check that you was...
Yeah.
On top of that?
Yes, I was cashing them. Yes, I was cashing them, and me and my brothers, yes.
Did she whoop your ass? Did she whoop your ass?
No, she didn't whoop my ass, but I got my car taken away. It was a lot of shit. I couldn't do a lot of shit, but I still did it. When she went to bed, I just took the keys.
Wow. You a fucking bad, you motherfucking, you mean, y'all girls bad as fuck. Question number three. Who do you think pulls slick shit the most, men or women?
Women.
Okay, thanks. I'm glad there's no argument here, because no one should really be arguing about that. Not even the
women.
Blizzle. I think the only men that could possibly equal, or I wouldn't even say equal, but get close to equaling, are the very light skinned dudes.
Light skinned.
Listen. Hey, and when I say light skinned, I ain't talking about you.
I'm just saying. Wait a minute.
I'm talking about half white, half black, wavy hair. You know.
But what is that? Why? How are you gonna just single them niggas out? Like,
because women have enabled them the power. Like, women go crazy. Like, them dudes having them green eyes and stuff, them hazel eyes and them purple and violet eyes and all that, green eyes and stuff. Them dudes right there. Oh man, they be slaughtering.
I think the undercover gay dudes. Yeah, they slick too.
Yeah, they gotta be up. I don't know.
But see, listen. Before you could talk about undercover gay men, undercover gay women. See,
yeah,
so that too. So that right there is going to get voided out, because people make a bigger deal of undercover gay men. But I think almost all women are gay, and almost all women do not represent that.
Yeah, all women. Yeah, they have a little bisexual tendencies.
You know, I've heard women in the K100 group, and they've asked me about you. You know, but that's another story. That's another show.
Oh! Whoa! What? You can't just say that's another topic, Nooney.
Hey, on Go Hard Radio, we will be discussing this.
Whoa. Are you going to be discussing what? What are you going to be discussing?
The women who asked me about Ruby Candy.
Are you going to name names?
I'm gonna put them out there, bro.
Black Drake style. I need to know what episode, when is this going down? We need to know who wants to fuck Ruby on the low.
Tuesday.
I'll be there. I'm gonna be on the hard to find out who wants to fuck Ruby Candy on the low. People are gonna get put out there. Damn it, man! Last question, Ruby. I mean, you should probably answer this for your own goddamn self, but what's the slickest shit you ever heard of someone pulling off or trying to pull off? You can go ahead and take a story from your own life, because it's probably going to be you.
Yeah, it was me.
Pretty sure. So it was worse?
It was me. That incident that happened in November when I was going through that whole thing, that whole ordeal with my brother's, you know, homeboy, and, you know, yeah.
What? You ain't... What is... Yeah, what? What the hell is... Yeah.
Yeah, that's like shit. When I had sex.
That wasn't slick. You just got your fuck on.
I did. Hey, the way I pulled it off, that was some slick shit.
I was slick. You got fucked. What was slick about it?
It was slick the way... Because, I mean, he didn't know it, and then, like, the shit that I was going through, and all that stuff. He didn't too much know, and yeah.
He didn't know what, Ruby? What did he know? I need for you to tell.
He didn't know what was going on, you know, because I left him, you know, out there, like the whole ordeal, like we're going to the hotel room and, you know, all that, yeah.
Oh, you just tricked him out of his dick. You just didn't know. You didn't have no clue was about to fuck that he about to fuck.
Right.
Well, you really got to trick a man out of his dick if he's a straight man. I mean, he going to give it to you. You really have to trick us out of our dick. I don't understand. That's how you don't have to trick us out of our dick if we straight.
That kind of suspect.
Oh, and hold on. And I sold my house. I sold my house without my ex knowing. I sold it without her knowing. And, yeah, she's kind of pissed off about it.
Was your ex blind, deaf, and didn't have
no?
Because
I did it. I did it on the low. Like I did it like real quick and fast.
Yeah,
no, because she was out of town. She was out of town for 2 weeks.
Yeah, obviously it was on the low. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was out of town and all this other shit. So
yeah. Okay. All right. Next up, Lexi Poo. What it do? What's going on, Lexi Poo?
Hey.
What's
this
could take a minute. Please, nobody.
Blizzum. Would you like me to conduct this interview?
Why sure, Noonie?
Oh,
why not?
Goodness, no.
Noonie Junior, I'll tell Noonie the questions, and Noonie's going to ask questions. Question one is, what was the slick shit somebody tried to pull on you? Go.
What is the answer to the question? Lexi,
the last slick thing somebody tried to pull on me. Let's see. My little sister stayed doing slick shit. She tried to forge my signature to co-sign for her car. My sisters have a lot of my information, you know, they social security numbers, everything. So it's real simple. I know you're like, how the fuck she do that? But she tried, but it didn't work. And my other sister went ahead and did it for me. But that she do a lot of slick shit. That's why I have to watch my stuff in my house. That's it right there, my sister.
Okay. Hey, let's ask Lexi Poole, why does she think that I am so slick all of the time?
Why do you think Noonie is slick, Lexi Poole? First of all, do you think Noonie Jr. is a slick motherfucker?
He can be.
Why? How do you say that?
In order to be slick, you got to get away with it. It has to not be known. But he can be if he can be. I mean, that's just Noonie.
What? Why? What is he trying to pull over?
Why is he slaughtering all the women in Houston, Texas? Why?
I don't know.
You don't know why?
I can't answer that question, and I don't. Huh?
Isn't that what you think? Isn't that what you have accused me of?
That's not what I accused you of. We will not talk about this on this
show. Not even Houston. I can't
control you, Jamal. You're a grown man.
Do you think Noonie Jr. is a slick motherfucker? The answer was yes. I want you to tell me, how do you know that he's slick? What makes you think he's slick?
He just is slick. He just is. I mean, I choose not to say it, but he just is. And I mean, if that's how he is, then that's how he is.
You can't say people are just something without having any proof.
Yes, I can, because that's not an original question for the show topic.
What do you mean? Yes, it is.
It's not
an original question, but you just think he's slick. I'm just saying we talk about people being slick, and you said that this brother on the phone is slick. So tell me, what is it that he's doing that's so slick? Why is Noonie Jr. so slick to you? What is it that he's getting away with that he's so slick with?
I mean, he does things, and I don't know about them, so I guess that makes it slick.
Well, if you don't know about them, Lexi Poole, how can they be?
They slick because it happens. It happens. I just don't know about it. I just don't have my hand on it, but my gut tells me otherwise. So I mean, call me slick on it.
The infamous third eye. The infamous into motherfucking.
Well, you call it what you want to call it. Shit, I ain't no fool. Like, I mean, you call it what you want to call it.
Oh, the infamous woman's intuition. Here we go. You women never really know. You never really know shit. You just have a gut feeling.
Oh, we know.
How the fuck do you think?
It's knowing.
How the hell do you know if you don't know?
I know. I know.
I can't do it. She can't do it. Next question, Lexi Pooh. And I'm going to let Nuna conduct the interview for me. I can't do it with you tonight, Lexi.
Please don't. Please spare me.
Keep it 100.
What was the slick shit that you tried to pull as a juvenile?
Oh, I stay pulling slick shit. I think I talked about one on the other show about the whole incident at the park getting caught cop situation. But I'm going to say the slickest thing I ever did was when I was a sophomore in high school, I was going to Ozane and Beaumont. And I don't know, all my friends was having sex. I wasn't having sex. You know, I was with my boyfriend for all this time, and I was like, I was having urges and desires, so I just started going crazy. On Fridays, we had early dismissal. So I got out of school at like 11, 15, 12 o'clock. And so I told my dad, I was on drill team, so I always had practice. You know, I had practice for drill team. I had for ROTC drill team and for major ed drill team. But on Fridays, early dismissal, there was no practice. But my daddy believed the whole year that I was at practice. I was at practice, but I was with my boyfriend all the time. So what I did was, normally my dad would sign this permission slip and give me $20 so we can go out of town when we had drill meet. But there wasn't a drill meet on this particular weekend. My daddy was going out of town, and I didn't want him to take me out of town with him. So I told him there was this drill meet coming up, took an old permission slip, copied it, went into Microsoft Excel, changed it up. they shouldn't have put me in that computer and webmaster in class. Changed it up, had him sign it, changed the dates and everything. He gave me the $20 left, and I would have got away with that shit if my fucking ass didn't lock the door and lost my fucking keys. Oh my God, I couldn't find my keys, couldn't get back into my house. Me and my boyfriend was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I can't get back to the house. What's going to break the window to get in? So I had to go to my aunt's house. And then it was fucked up ever since then. My daddy got back. My aunt told him, she was like, well, Alexis, you know, why you couldn't get in the house? And so I went to the school the next day and talked to the ROTC instructors. And they said, but Mr. Davis, we didn't have a drill meet. And I was just, oh my God. Oh my goodness, I feel it right now, like,
The
definition of know is to perceive directly or to have direct cognition of something, to have understanding. Fully and 100% acquainted with the theory or topic, to be aware of the truth or factuality.
Well, I'm aware of the truth and the factuality, so.
Noonie, she's not going to tell us. She just thinks you a slick dog-ass motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? She's not going to tell us why she doesn't feel like she's wise. She's not going
to. I want to ask her, why are you so slick, Lexi? Why do you go through stuff and try to find stuff and act like you don't know anything? Why do you do that?
You know what? I'm not going to go there. This is not what this show is about. If you want to talk to me, well, no, let me tell you the difference about keeping it 100. It's one thing about keeping it 100, but it's also a thing about talking about things in private. Our whole relationship does not have to be put on blast. I'm sorry. Everybody okay 100 don't put their whole personal life out on blast. We can talk about that in private. It's one thing about putting somebody on Front Street, and it's another thing about being 100. I can be 100 without having to put it out on the show.
Listen. This
I'm sorry.
Until she hangs up, the show is K-15, until she hangs up.
Well, I don't have to talk. Blizzum, I got a question for you, Blizzum. You asked me a question, and I choose not to answer it. That doesn't mean I'm not keeping it 100. That means I'm keeping it private. It's a difference. You don't have to come on the show and put your whole personal life
problem,
on the show. Am
the
I right or am I wrong, Blizzum?
The problem is that face to face, you're gonna say I didn't mean what
no,
I said.
No, I'm not
gonna
say that.
I was just playing. Okay.
Come on, this is a myth for the show.
Listen.
Can you go on to the next question?
I want you
please?
To upload a video later on. I'm gonna email it to you.
Okay. What's in the video?
No. Actually, next week sometime I'm gonna email it to you. Okay.
Okay.
And we're gonna see. I'm gonna make sure that it's factual and everything can be proven. There will be no doubt. You know, like you have the jury.
Uh-huh. Right.
There's no doubt that this person is guilty.
Right. Lexi Poo thinks that you a dog, but she thinks you a slick motherfucker, but she can't really prove it. She just knows. Okay, Lexi Poo.
Uh-huh.
Who do you think Poo is the slickest shit, men or women?
Lexi Poo.
Women? Women. I might admit women. Men try, but they're not careful enough. Women can succeed, huh?
Slick shit and find out if Nooney's doing things. Do you try to go through his phone? Do you try to check his emails? Check
hold
his phone?
Oh, wee. Did you just ask that question? Wow.
Y'all don't hold the fuck up. Let me tell you something. I can sit here right now. I've never been through Nooney's phone. First off, Nooney's phone is on lock. And the only time I had to try to go through his phone when he left his phone in my house.
The only contact that I called was
a close relative to tell his close relative that his phone was at my house. I could have went into the other calls, but I didn't.
I don't do that.
She's
not keeping it 100.
I know you've been through your phone. You know what, Jamal, if you don't trust me and feel like I be doing all that, then why are we having this conversation? Blizzard, can you please continue with the show? You didn't say emails, right? I didn't even say emails. I can't. I have access to your email account. Did you say Twitter?
Yes, I said Twitter.
I don't have access to anything. In fact, Blizzard, me and Jamal are not Facebook friends, okay? And it's best that we're not Facebook friends because Jamal likes to cut up on Facebook.
Okay, one last question, Lexi Poo. Do you try to pull the slick shit of being a member of a group that Nooney Jr. is in just to see who Nooney Jr. is talking to and posting about in that group?
Hell no. Because let me tell you something about that. Let me tell you, every group that I'm in, I was requested to be in. Every group that I'm in, I was requested to be in. I was not put in the group because of Nooney. Okay? I was requested to be in Black Dre's group by Black Dre. I was requested to be in your group, I'm assuming, by you. So I was added into the group. I did not try to add myself.
Bro,
that's keeping it 100.
Do you know why I'm not in your group? Because of Lexi Poo.
I get it.
You didn't tell me that's why you wasn't in the group. You chose to get out of the group yourself. You just said, but if you felt like it was me, you could have told me that.
Hey, you know what, Blizzard? She just talked to me.
I got to be on the phone line. There's no help for you motherfuckers. You see what type of shit goes on in K100? These two people right here are fucking like rabbit animals on a conscious basis where they can't get their shit together because Lexi Poo tries to think that Nooney is slick. Nooney thinks that Lexi Poo
is
slick.
Yes.
You don't have
to. We're not fucking. We're not doing nothing.
Okay,
bro.
Now you're lying to me on my show.
No, I'm not lying. We were fucking, but we ain't fucking now.
What is that? What does now mean?
Right now, at this moment, bro, you already know. I keep it 3,000, man. I ain't got no reason to lie. You can say that. You can say what you want to say, but whatever. Listen, this girl stunts so much. I didn't call this show to be put on blast.
I didn't call this show to argue with Nooney. I called this show to answer the question.
Well, then why are you doing
but
it then?
For some reason, every time we both on the show, it has to turn into this. If you have something to say to me, you know where I stay. Everything doesn't have to be made a public stunt. Everything, this is real life stuff. Our whole situation does not have to always be put
in
such a mall.
You sound very upset. You sound very upset.
Because you always do that. The truth hurts. It's not the truth. It's the fact that you always have to make something big. You always have to go on Facebook. You always have to do this when you know
what
I say and you can talk to me about it.
Listen, but hey, guess what? When the female that I used to mess with had disrespect to her, she wanted me to go on Facebook and blast her.
Because the female that you used to mess with is the female who's saying that she was messing with you in December.
Hey, listen though, Blizzard. Do you see how there are the double standards? She wants you to get on Facebook and go ham on that girl.
But the difference about it, Jamal, Blizzard is my friend on Facebook, and I'm sure he never sees me once go on my Facebook talking shit about you, saying shit about you, or whatever. But you always have to be the one to do that, and that's just keeping it 100. Do you not talk to me in private? Does our whole relationship have to be on the internet? Because you're the one who causes it. You say what you want to say. I don't care. I don't even care. I called to answer the question. What's the last question, Blizzard?
That was it. That was.
Hey, no, Blizzum. Hey, Blizzum. There's one more question. Are you upset, Lexi Poo?
I'm not upset, sweetheart. I don't have anything else to say to you. I'm not upset. You go ahead and you try to make me seem like I'm just big bad Lexi Poo, and it's all my fault. Okay, but you know what, Jamal? My purpose isn't to put you on blast, or I don't do that. Okay, and I'm not going to do that. Hello, because my Facebook is clean and clear. And every time we've had arguments in K100, and everyone who reads the argument in K100, I bite my tongue and I don't say anything because my purpose was never to slander your name or blast you. If I have an issue, I can talk to you one-on-one, and that's how it's supposed to be done. Not on the internet, not on K100, not to make a publicity stunt.
Of a slander is.
Yes, I do. And let me tell you something, Jamal. You don't have to always put stuff out there. You can talk to me in person. Everything doesn't have to be a big scene all the time.
Do you know the definition of slander?
Jamal, you slander my name. Demean me, talk down on me, put
slander
me out there, so to speak.
To
but you know what? I know different. I know different, Jamal.
I got a question that everybody's raising their hand right now asking, and they want to know right now. Because I see Key on the line. I see a whole bunch of K100 people on the line. What they're asking is, if he does all of that, Lexi Poo, why do you fuck with Jamal? Why do you fuck with Nunez?
You're right.
Oh, you're right. I'm right now. Nah, I haven't been right all night, but tonight I'm right. At this moment, I'm right.
I didn't say you wasn't right. It has nothing to do with you, Blizzum. I just called the show to answer the questions. That's it. I didn't call to start any drama or argue with Jamal.
There ain't no drama. This is a fun and interesting conversation.
It is because it is.
It's entertaining, isn't it? That's what it's all about. Entertainment, right?
Everybody's on the line.
Let me tell you something, Blizzum. I talked to Jamal because I've been knowing Jamal for 5 years, okay? Me and Jamal have been going back and forth with this for almost a year. I care about Jamal, regardless of how he make it sound. Yeah, he's been there for me, but I've been there for Jamal,
I'm gonna get to the name.
Okay? And so that's because I care, but it's getting to the point. It's like I'm just, all I'm getting, slander. Lexi Poo ain't shit. Lexi Poo is this. I don't care how educated I be, how much money I can have, how good I am, Jamal. I listen to Jamal, all that little shit he put on Facebook, the booze, the babies, the this, the that. I'm supposed to just suck it up and just deal with the bullshit. Okay? I don't fuck with nobody else on the side. I'm not messing with anybody else. I go to school. I go to work. I handle my business. I listen to Jamal. I'm there for Jamal. I don't go on my Facebook. And you're my anybody who's my Facebook friend, I don't talk shit about Jamal on my page. But that's how Jamal is, and you right. Why do I deal with this shit?
Okay.
Hey, whatever. I'm done with the bullshit. Let him laugh. I'm done with the bullshit.
Are you really done with the bullshit?
I really am, because it's getting ridiculous. Because if he gave a fuck, he would come to me and talk to me instead of putting all that bullshit on Facebook.
Hey, Blizzum, it's funny how the people who say they're done with it are the ones who created it.
Well, I'm done with it. You say, that's another thing. You blame everything on me. Put yourself in my shoes for a second, Jamal. Put yourself in my shoes. If I was always on K100 or if I was always on my Facebook talking shit about you, talking down on you, how would you feel?
I got to meet you. Don't hang up, though, Lexi. Don't hang up. Oh, okay, Nunez. I'm going to go ahead and move to the next caller. You know what I'm saying? I had to let y'all ride out. You feel me? And not that I'm shocked, but more people are raising their hands, and a whole bunch of K1 people are raising their hands, and a whole bunch of people are on the phone lines, and a whole bunch of unrecognizable numbers. I don't know if these are y'all friends or not. The theater of Nunez and Lexi Poo is great. It's great, and this is radio. This is entertainment. Of course, I'm not gonna cut them off. I'm not gonna let these guys go at it because this is drama. This is what black people like. This is why Basketball Housewives is popular. Like, what the fuck ever. You feel what I'm saying? You know, but the point is, at the end of the day, this is how I feel. I don't know. Lexi Poo doesn't know what Nunez does, but at the end of the day, Lexi Poo is in love with the homie, and you know he loves her. And I don't know, why do they go through these things back and forth all the time when they know at the end of the day, probably by Friday or Saturday.
It's all about this, man. Hey, bro.
You two, bro.
I can be everything I can be everything she want me to be, but all that accusing me,
don't like the fact you're like being accused about stuff you're not doing.
But
no, nobody likes that. Nobody likes that. But the point is, see, there's no convincing her that you're not slick. I just tried to tell her to give me a reason or give me some knowledge as to why she thinks you're slick and she couldn't do it, but it doesn't change. So either you're gonna have to decide to say, look, I just know that's how she is and deal with her, or she's just gonna have to be like, I don't know, but she's not gonna go anywhere. I don't know. Either one of you are, but she just thinks you're a slick motherfucker, and you're gonna have to either accept that she thinks you that, and just be like, deal with it. That's all I can tell you. That's all I can tell you because she's not gonna change. That's what she is. She thinks you're slick. That's it. Okay, move right along. God, man. I still got a whole hour to change left. Yes, Key.
Hi, I'm so glad that all my children's shit is over. Shit is so fucking childish.
Hello.
I don't like basketball wise, so I don't like drama. So, you know what?
Say that. No one hung up. I didn't lose not one caller during that whole exchange, and actually people started raising their hand wanting to talk.
Because
what does that tell you about us?
Maybe they're gonna say what I said, like, moving right along.
I don't know. We'll see. Because there's a whole bunch of people on the phone line, and people were just raising their hand and they want to talk now. And it's like, I don't know.
Some of their ass do the same shit. It just don't be on the damn radio show. So if they doing the same shit, they need to shut the fuck up, for real.
You're right about that.
No one's going back and forth with their boyfriends and baby daddies
and
shit.
All I'm trying to say, you can get on the radio and you can say that you don't put it in K100. But when you call Jana and you call 10 other girls talking about me, that's the same
but
thing.
Still,
It's just being sneaky.
That shit, even that I don't really give a fuck about none of that.
I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about her.
Listen. Y'all be going back and forth, and you intentionally
listen.
Do shit, try to piss her off. Y'all act like
But hey, guess what though? Guess what? She does the same thing.
Really.
I didn't do that to piss off. I'm just having fun.
You did, but you always say that.
Hey, obviously, you know me better than I do.
That's a bunch of
booze. Listen, there is no benefit. There
is
no benefit for me to lie to you. No benefit.
Okay,
whatsoever.
I understand that. Why is it fun to get people upset?
When I say this is a fun conversation, I didn't mean her being upset is fun. I'm talking about this radio show is fun. This being able
but
to be on
not,
here.
But it's not a joke to her. It's not a joke to her. You heard her feelings.
Hey, while you sitting there talking about her feelings, let's talk about all of the panic attacks that she has caused.
I mean, and she may have, but she may have.
Have.
I really,
did,
like I said, I don't give a shit.
You,
either way.
Did you say may have?
Because I don't pay no attention to that shit, because I got enough of my own stuff going on.
If you don't pay attention, then why are you talking about it?
Because y'all talking about it.
Oh, okay, so it is
y'all putting it out there.
To you.
So if y'all
it is,
put it, no,
it
like
has
I got
generated
like I,
a
you
response
go ahead, my question
you.
Is blue.
It has,
ahead,
it has generated a response from you.
First question.
Okay. All right. Episode 175. We're back on track.
I love it. Females play that victim role, bro. All day.
Let me get into the questions. K-Rod's Internet Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Blizzard, and I have Nooney Jr. on the line. This is my home, bro.
You
know what I'm saying? And he's also a BTR host. But I'm going to go ahead and jump back into the actual topic of the show, which is you ain't slick. And I got my homegirl Key from the K100 Army on the line. Key, what was the last slick shit somebody tried to pull on you? And please tell the truth.
Damn
it, man!
Speak on your truth. Don't talk about my truth, because you don't know mine.
Trying to act like they couldn't find my key to find their keys and so they wouldn't have to leave my house.
Say it again. What'd you say?
Trying to act like they couldn't find their car keys so they had to leave my house.
Okay, you gonna tell us what actually happened, or that's a little vague.
When I had my party, and I told everybody to go home.
Someone
was like, oh, shit, I can't find my car key. It fell off my keychain. I was like, what the fuck kind of shit?
Do you think there's a reason why he would? Did you believe that story? Do you think why?
No, I didn't believe that shit. No, I did not believe it at all. Whatever.
Why do you think that they lied about that then?
Because I'm key.
And you can't what? And what does that mean?
Because I'm key. Anybody know me, y'all already know what it means.
That's not a reason somebody to lie about losing their keys just because you're key.
Yes,
why?
It is. Because they want to be around Key.
So they didn't want to leave.
They didn't want to leave.
Why did they want to leave?
I don't know why they didn't want to leave, really. Like, for real. Like, what you trying to say, for though? Really? Really, though? No, but given our situation, like, really? Why the hell you don't want to leave? You ain't never got it before, so what the hell you feel like staying tonight going to get you? Not a damn thing.
Was he promised to get something?
Don't get it fucked up. Shit. Shitting me? No.
I don't know.
No.
No?
No, not at all.
I'm going to have to make a dial out. I see it coming. What was some of the slick I have to do it. I have to. What was some slick shit you tried to pull when you was a juvenile, and did it work?
The crazy thing, when I was younger, like, my mom, she pretty much let me do what I wanted to do. But let me see, I'm trying to think. I used to, like, cut school, little stuff like that, but.
Your kids pull slick shit on
Man, my 14-year-old thinks she's slick. She thinks she's slicking in oil. I was like, whatever, but.
What slick shit you try to pull?
I'm going to see who's slick when I get this surveillance system put in my house.
A what?
Oh, a surveillance system. Yeah, I'm getting surveillance. I'm getting cameras and all that put in my house.
Why?
She thinks she's slick. We have motherfuckers up in my house. Don't think I don't know whether it be male or female or whatever. Don't have nobody in my house when I'm not at home.
So you getting the cameras to spy on your daughter?
I'm not spying. It's my house. I don't have to spy on my own house.
Do you think that if you catch her that she'll try to go away from the home to do it or no?
You gotta know where I live, so she can try to go away if she wants to.
Oh, so you live way out there?
Yeah, way the hell out there.
In there with a bunch of trees, and it's dark as hell, and she'll be too damn scared unless they in the car.
She's gonna have to be sleeping with a rattlesnake or something, huh?
My cameras, I'm gonna get cameras on the outside and the inside, so even if you leave, I'm gonna know you left. So it don't even matter. I'm gonna get an alert on my phone anytime my alarm is disarmed or a door opens. So.
Goddamn, you trying to... Goddamn, Warden!
Right.
Goddamn, Warden!
Did you used to be in the Marine Corps, Special Ops, Recon?
No, but see, the thing is, like, when we was younger, like, we didn't have all this technology and stuff. But, okay, now the kids got technology. Guess what? Adults got technology, too, but I got the money to put into it. That's the difference. Like, you might think you got your cell phone or your computer be on internet or whatever, but guess what? I got bread. I'm going to put up cameras. I'm going to have that shit come to my phone where I can look at a camera from my cell phone. Right.
You have Android or iPhone?
Yep.
Damn, Warden. Shit.
Boss, Sergeant.
No, question number...
Lock that bitch down. And you flunking in school? You got me fucked up.
All right, so now she's flunking in school. She's flunking in school, okay. All right, she's flunking in school.
Hold on, Blizzard. Let me ask you a question.
She's flunking
now,
in school.
Now, you say she's flunking. You say she's flunking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is she capable of getting a higher grade?
Yes, very much so.
Okay. Yeah, I got you.
Because, see, me, like, math is not her subject, and that's cool. If she was doing bad in math, I'd pay for you a tutor because that's just not your subject. I can understand that. But when you've been reading since you were 3 years old and you fell in literature, get the fuck out of here.
Yep. Yeah, that might be a problem. Key, who tries to pull slick shit the most, men or women?
Oh, of course women. Men try to pull it more. Men try to pull it more, but women are slicker. We're getting away with it.
I think y'all pull it more. That's why y'all get away.
Hey, that statement does not mathematically compute to an equivalent solution.
Y'all try to pull it more, we just get away with it more.
That statement does not mathematically compute to an equivalent solution.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I don't know. Last question. What is the slickest shit you ever heard somebody pulling off?
What was that dude's name, Madoff, when he got him all the folks for their money?
Oh, yeah, you're right about that.
That was some slick
right
shit right
that.
There, boy.
That
his asshole slick in that prison.
No, he in PC all day long.
Oh, yeah.
Bernie Madoff? You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And
you
see his last name, Madoff. He made off with all that money. But
made off, yeah. That might have been the slickest high profile shit in a long ass time. That motherfucker. If you don't really know about that story, just real quick, I'm gonna jump to the next caller. But real quick, if you really research that story, do you understand this man had to fool people who society considers very highly intelligent?
Mark, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? He didn't fool the average Joe Blow on the motherfucking street. Let's get this shit motherfucking clear. This motherfucking white boy, some of the smartest. Quote, supposedly smartest of the smart motherfuckers, and
they life savers. They life savers,
nigga. It ain't really hard to fool too many billionaires.
Yeah.
They didn't get dummy. You feel what I'm saying? So that white boy right there, you got hey. I got to get up to Madoff, man. Madoff went hard on these motherfuckers, and he fooled
some.
You can't really. Hey, at the end of the day, it is what it is. You can say what you say, but you can't. That was a mastermind motherfucker right there. He did pull
Thanks,
some slick.
Sir. That was some gangster shit right there.
He pulled some slick shit. All right, Keith, stay on the line. All right.
All right.
601 is on deck. Michigan girl, you on next. Young Pat after that. 601. You on K100 Radio? What's popping?
Oh man, shit, chiller. What it do?
What it do, man? Who's this?
Any J.O., my nigga.
J.O., what's up, home in Mississippi? Stand up.
What it is,
already, you know we in the building. Yes, we in the building like somebody done fought it in here, you hear me? But get what, man?
That's fucked up, man. All right, J.O., question number one. What was the last slick shit somebody tried to put on you, homie?
Oh, man, let me tell you how a motherfucker tried to play me, man. You feel me? Nigga thought he was slick. He was half-ass slick, you hear me?
Uh-huh.
And me and one of my partners were trying to, goddammit, you know, go half on a little something, you hear me? And the nigga came through with some motherfucking some rabbit food or some shit, man, trying to sell it to a nigga for like eight an elbow, you hear me?
Rabbit food?
But a nigga like me, a nigga like me keeps cigars on deck. So I'm like, shit, bust one of them motherfucking elbows up and let me try it out, you hear me?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? The nigga tried to pull some slick shit, but he you got to wake up real early in the morning. I'll slick a can of oil, I say.
Right. All right.
Yeah.
Question number two. What was some slick shit you tried to pull when you was a jit, when you was a juvenile? What was some slick shit you tried to pull?
Oh, man. I used to sneak out the window, man, and go to the nightclub with my older cousin, man. You know what I'm saying? To fuck with the older hoes and shit. And then, like, you know what I'm saying? My mama would be asleep. And I sneak back in that motherfucker and get back in the bed like I ain't never been nowhere. But one night, she was in my room waiting with the broomstick. You know what I'm saying? I stuck my head through the window. She rapped a nigga. You feel me?
You know, you always get away with shit when you a jit a lot of times before you get caught. And a lot of times, your mama them, what niggas don't understand back when you a jit, your mom and them let you get away with that shit like two more extra times so you get real good and comfortable before they really bam your ass.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? That's what they really do. You feel what I'm saying? Right. That's how they do it. I mean, I learned a lot of shit from my mom and them. You know what I'm saying? I let my kids think they got away with some shit one or two extra times so they can keep on doing it. So when I catch them, I can really catch their little motherfucking ass.
Yeah, you got a motherfucker red-handed.
Yeah,
you
know, that's
know
how
what they've been doing.
Yeah, that's how you got to play them, though. You know, you got them jits, man. That's how you got to play them. You understand what I'm saying? So, question number three. Who do you think is the slickest, women or men? I'm just a no-brainer, really.
Man, take this out. These women, man, I've been sitting here listening, man, and these women just hollering, women the slickest. Man, nah, I don't think so, man. I don't think so. Women birth niggas and shit, but that's all they slick at doing. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, trying to I can tell when a woman cheating, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? She got to be a real hoe, goddammit, just to keep on holding up, you know what I'm saying, when she finds out some new dick.
Hold on. Stop. Let me stop. You mean to tell me anytime you've been with any female, my nigga, you knew exactly what the hell was up to at all times?
Yeah, what? Because, get what? You know what I'm saying? I say I know these hoes up to shit because I stay up to something. You feel me? So, shit, I don't put nothing past nigga, motherfucker.
I mean, you ain't got to put nothing. No, listen. I don't put nothing past nobody. But how do you know? What I'm trying to ask you is, do you know what the fuck they be up to when they be up to it every time? You done call the bitch red-handed all the time.
Oh, yeah, bitches ain't really too bright, man. They try to play, they smart to each other now. They smart to each other, but when it comes to a dude peeping that shit out, oh, man, nah, they behind on they pimping now, man. They really thinking they ahead of a nigga, man. Man, I'm the slickest, man. I'm slicker than all, you know what I'm talking about? I'm slicker than goddamn owl shit, my nigga, real talk. I'm gonna do some shit, and ain't nobody goddamn it just found out about that shit, you feel me? You know
that
what
nigga
man?
Said he's slicker than owl shit.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen our shit, so I wouldn't really know how slick it is.
Well, hey, man, he is from Mississippi. But listen, is Al is that white or black or brown or what? Is it green?
No, you know bird shit white. You hear me? You know how I hit the windshield on your car? I'm talking about I had some pigeons the other day, man. Fly over the old goddamn slab and they left some shit down on the windshield. You hear me? And that shit hit me, just slid like goddamn it, it was colder than Crisco. That shit was sliding down that goddamn windshield, man.
Slicker than owl shit. I might
have
to.
Yeah, man. That's super slick. Yeah, man.
Slick. I'm assuming it's super slick. I've never seen owl shit, but I'm assuming it's super slick, like J.O. What was it? I'm just asking. I don't know, but I've never seen owl shit. What is the slickest shit you ever heard somebody pulling off? I'm trying to pull off.
Oh, man. The coldest shit, the slickest shit I ever heard of a motherfucker pulling off, man, real talk, no bullshit, was goddamn it. My nigga went in the store. Goddamn it, you know what I'm saying? Hit a lick, you feel me? He went in the store to hit the lick. And when he went in the motherfucker, he didn't really have to do no hard work, you know what I mean? Because, goddamn it, when he went in there to rob of it, the bitch wasn't in the store, and it was like they get ready to get the little money bag ready, and this stupid hoe had this shit sitting over there on the other side of the register. That was the slickest shit I ever seen. That nigga walked in, got that shit, took a couple of cigars from right there by the register, and came out there. That's some real nigga shit. Slickest as fuck.
So he took the money bag. Where the fuck was she at?
Man, listen here. You want to come to Mississippi, my nigga. I guarantee you can walk in some of these goddamn gas stations. Them bitches in the bathroom, texting, smoking crack, all that shit. that bitch probably had stolen some of the money out of the motherfucker. You feel me?
And so he just walked in and put the money bag, and it was wrapped.
Walked in there, got that bitch, walked out that bitch, trust mark on the side of that hoe, and come to the car with that bitch. I'm like, my nigga, no, did you? Real talk. That nigga had that thing.
Wow.
Ain't had to pull it out or nothing. That was the slickest shit I ever seen.
Slick, lucky, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
What are the two? I'm talking about real talk.
Yeah, that was slick, though. I mean, if you're going to sit the fucking money bag on the counter and then fucking go smoke crack in the back, I mean, what is a nigga supposed to do?
He has been in the bathroom doing something.
You know what? I'm not even an armed robbery nigga, but I probably would have took it to him. Would that have made me slick?
Man, that shit was right there. Yeah, that made you slick as owl shit, my nigga.
You're right, then. I am slick as owl shit, because I would, in fact, took the motherfucker to me. Thanks for calling the line, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? Stay on the line, though. You got some more calls,
no,
right? No. All right. Michigan girl, what it do?
What's up? What's going on?
Have you ever seen owl shit?
No, I ain't never seen no owl shit.
I want somebody to verify that owl shit is slick. Anybody who's seen owl shit, hit the number one. All right.
Has anybody flipped on owl?
Episode 175. You ain't slick. Michigan girl, question number one. What was the last slick shit somebody tried to pull on you?
My damn 16-year-old son tried to pull some slick-ass shit. And
what
did you do? I just got an alarm system installed in my house. And part of the package came with a free trial that I set my alarm so any of my doors that open, it alerts me when they open, but I also get a text.
Uh-huh.
So I get a text, you know, that says, you know, door open, you know, but he has the code so the alarm doesn't go off. So I'm like, okay, he's home, so I know I can get a call in the next 5 minutes saying I'm at home. So I got the call that says I'm at home, but like 20 minutes later, I get a text that my door opened again, and I'm like, okay, what the hell? My daughter ain't due home yet. And so I'm like, I'm waiting. So I turned off their text and their internet because they was on some other bullshit because they fucking up as well. He fucking up in school. She on some other stuff. Anyway, so I call him. He don't answer. So I'm like, okay. So I'm like, well, let me see. So I'm just hoping to go to Chase online because he has a bank account. He has his little debit card. And I see that he at the gas station up the street and around the corner from the house. So I'm like, oh, we doing it like that. So I wait. And then I wait like 2 hours later or so. I get the text that the door is open again. And I'm like, okay, he's back in just enough time to be there when my daughter get home. So I call and I'm like, hey, what's going on? Oh, nothing. I fell asleep. Really?
Motherfucker, you with him. I mean, really? With the goddamn check messages when the door open and goddamn checking the online account to see when the nigga car hit? I don't know. You slick, he, the shit, where the fuck he get it from? Yo, motherfucking ass. You can't be mad. He got the fucking shit from you.
What? Hey, it's my bank account. I mean, well,
it's
his.
I'm just saying. If he is, that the little nigga was slick. I mean, he ain't slicker than you because he don't even probably know about the goddamn text message type shit, but I'm saying if he did try to put some slick shit, where did he get it from? You. It's inherited. I mean, what do you want him to do? Go against his genes? Obviously, you a slick motherfucker because you done sat there and checked his online account. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you done checked
him. I'm just trying to see if you didn't use the card, so I got an idea where you at. And sure enough, you swiped the card at the gas station, getting some little snacks and stuff. I got time stamp and how much you spent and everything.
So the reason why you got in the car was really to track him.
No, I got in the car to teach him to be responsible, to learn how to save money, balance money, and
we got the car to convict him. You got the car so that you could convict him.
I transfer the money to his account so he could get his hair cut and all that stuff. So I'm teaching him to be responsible. No, I
don't
have to.
Hold on. Did you transfer all of the money?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get in your business and ask how much it is. I'm just going to say, wow.
I mean, it's no big deal. When his dad pays, he pays $50 a week when he pays. He does pay sporadically, but whenever he pays it, I transfer it to my son's account.
Oh, $50. Okay, okay. Because,
yeah.
See, right. I got some homeboys that's paying, like, $1,800 for one child, you know, and
I'm not that chick. If he paid it correctly, I would get $200 a month for my son, but I would still transfer that whole $200 because he's 16. His haircut costs $15 a pop. You know, he wears size 12 shoe. I'm teaching you to be responsible, so I'm gonna transfer that money. You buy your personal stuff, your Axe, your lotion, because you know you run through lotion because you're being there doing things that I really don't want to know about. And
you deodorant and all of that. Did you ever go in there and find any sticky towels or hand rags?
That's not even.
Okay,
that's
a whole other
stuff.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? Question number two. What's some slick shit you tried to pull as a juvenile, and you got a heap of them? What do you got?
I got away with it.
That you pulled, because I ain't gonna say try. What did you pull? What's the slick shit you pulled? Fuck trying.
Let's see, the slickest shit I pulled, because I mean we all skip school. I'm trying to think of the slickest shit I pulled was, I think I told my grandmother that I was staying at my best friend Alexa's house. And I went out of town to Chicago with my boyfriend for the weekend.
And you got away with it.
I did. I got away with it.
I know you gave
me. I don't know. I used to have my boyfriend come over and spend the night because my grandma stayed downstairs and my room was upstairs. And I used to have her come over and spend the night. And I got away with it for a long time. And one time we did not hear her coming up them stairs. And she caught us in the bed. And I was like, no. Luckily, we had on pajamas. Don't ask me. I don't even know why. But we came up with this story that he had got put out in the middle of the night, and I just let him come over there, and we didn't want to wake her up, and we was going to tell her. And I didn't get in trouble. She bought it, and it was on and popping, and, you know, he didn't come over for a few weeks, and then we went
and
back to the
house. And that brings me to question fucking three. Who the fuck is, who came up with the story? You or him? Obviously you did. Who is the fucking slickest? The man or the women? I know you came up with that story on the whim because y'all can lie on the fly like a motherfucker. Who's the slickest, men or women? I can't believe you did. I can't believe you lied to your grandmama. Bringing a nigga all up in your grandma's house. Right downstairs. This is for you. I'm letting it ride out. Yeah. That's for you.
Damn it, man. Women.
Seen you went out defiled and shit right in front of her eyes, her sweet grandbaby. You didn't care. You didn't give a damn.
It wasn't like that. It wasn't like that. We was actually
sleep.
Wasn't you fucking him in there?
Huh? Oh, is it an owl in the house? Ooh, huh? Is it an owl?
I said, damn it. Huh? I ain't say who.
Whatever.
Sorry, what was the question?
Who was the slickest, men or women?
Women, I said.
Exactly. Question number four. What's the slickest shit you ever heard of someone else pulling off? You were just fast.
Excuse me, I was what?
Yes, you know what fast is? Hot ass fast?
Whatever. He actually took my answer because I was going to talk about Madoff, but I'm trying to think of some slick shit that somebody did personally that I know.
You don't know? Yeah, personally, anybody?
Damn it. I know. Okay, I got a homegirl. And she did some slick shit. Like, she moved her, the dude she was kicking it with on the side, she some kind of way, slick talked, or her boyfriend was dumb as hell. She moved the dude she was kicking it with in the house with her and her boyfriend for like 3 months, and she was fucking both of them at the same time. Now that's slick.
Now, see, the problem I have with that is, you'll be the same motherfucker sitting around here if that bitch with the guy found dead, hung the fuck up in this motherfucker, talking about some, they ain't have to kill him. Wouldn't you try to defend that hoe?
No, because she was wrong. I was like, girl, you playing with fire. You're going to get hurt. I got this out. All right. When you come up dead, I was just saying.
Yeah, if she'd came up dead, she probably would have been like, they didn't have to kill her.
I would have been like, damn, they have to do it like that. But, hey, because I knew the whole situation, and she used to try to have me over there. And I'm like, you ain't going to use me and try to make it seem like I'm kicked. Because she tried to make it seem like the other dude she was kicking with, that I was kicking it with him, or he liked me or whatever. I was like, you ain't going to use me. Don't be using me.
What?
I don't want to be taking my advantage.
You know what? Both of the niggas in that scenario is niggas. Let's just get that clear. First of all, if I am fucking the side bitch on the side, what kind of nigga, if I am fucking the bitch, what kind of nigga am I to even let her and her motherfucking, first of all, bitch, you the side bitch, so you can't move in by yourself. Second of all, bitch, you can't bring nobody else, not even another female, but you gonna bring another nigga you fucking? Who does that?
Okay. I guess he had it like that. Damn.
You know what? I can't
like,
do it.
Well, damn. I was like, well, damn.
I can't.
It lasted for about 3 months, and the crazy thing was, the dude she was sleeping with on the side just decided to leave, and the boyfriend actually didn't find out for like another 3 or 4 months after the other dude moved out that she was fucking both of them at the same time. I was like, yeah, that's some.
And that hoe's still breathing.
Oh yeah, she's still breathing and moved on and got married and all that good stuff.
Yeah, probably married. Her husband don't have no clue he married to a stinking asshole.
No, because she's saved now. She's saved, sanctified, baptized, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Yes.
Yeah, she's saved. One of them saved hoes. I know a couple saved hoes. All right, stay on the line, Michigan girl. All right.
Hi.
Okay, Noonie.
What up, homie?
Just share with you since you was in the military, then I'm going to Young Pat. Before we get off the line, I want to share the slickest shit I ever did. All right? And since you were in the military, you can understand. You can relate. So the slickest shit that I ever did, and I wish I asked somebody to call in tonight, but they couldn't call in because they was at work. The person who helped me perpetrate the slick shit that I pulled off. For those of you who don't know, I was in the military. Right? I was in the military for three very short years. Short but long years for me because I really didn't like the military when I was in it. You feel what I'm saying?
Ooh, rah.
And so, you know.
Again.
Right. I was a slacker. All right. Basically what happened to me was I was a little street nigga. I had run around doing knuckleheaded street shit, fucking with the dope and all that kind of little bullshit. And then I got jammed up. You feel what I'm saying? Then you know it was ultimatum. I gotta leave. You know what I'm saying? You know I ran from the police and shit. And you know judge like, what you gonna do with your life? And I'm like, grandfather was like, you know, I'm gonna get him to go into the service and the whole scenario. So, you know, I said, yeah, I'm gonna go just in order to stay my black ass out of jail. So I went. I really didn't want to go, but I went. I had to get the fuck out of Dodge. You feel what I'm saying? So here we are. That's the quick short version. So I'm in. Not really feeling it. So it was a lot of things that was hard for me to let go. One of them was smoking weed. It was very hard for me to stop blowing weed. You know what I'm saying? And to this day, I haven't quit. So, it was hard for me to stop smoking weed because I was an avid weed smoker when I was growing up in the hood and everything. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You know, I grew up in the era of goddamn the chronic. I mean, what do you want me to do? You know what I'm saying? So, when I got in there, I chilled for a little bit for a while. But eventually, I ended up, you know what I'm saying, you know, start blowing again, actually start, you know what I'm saying, you know, doing a little something, a little hustle on the side, you know, while on and off the base or whatever. So, long story short, gave somebody some shit. They got fucking caught. Told the motherfuckers they got it from me. They came and tried to get me, tried to search me. I didn't have anything at the time, but I had been smoking, so they pissed me. So, I'm in the military. I popped on a piss test. Basically, that's like a 90% chance that you're going to get kicked the fuck out. 90%. Am I right, Noonie?
Yeah, man.
About
90%. Zero tolerance.
Yeah, about 90%, 95% chance you're going to get kicked out. All right? So I had a 5% chance of beating these motherfuckers. All right? And I'm going to make it quick because I'm going to go to Young Pat. So this is the slickest shit I feel like I ever really pulled off. I got court-martialed. They actually gave me what they call captain's mask. I was in the Navy, and they have captain's mask, which is where they, you know, tell you, he can put you out of the Navy or blah blah blah. The captain has the power to do that, whatever. You don't have to go in front of an actual jury or judge or anything. But I talked to a friend of mine, actually, he was a friend, but he was a high ranking friend. He was actually a master chief. He was actually a really cool person, and he liked me as a person. He was like, Blue, you know, I've had conversations with this guy who's actually, when I say Master Chief, you know, if you're in the Navy, that's fucking high as you can get in the enlisted rank. You know what I'm saying?
He's a fucking,
you know what I'm saying? And he was actually a very, very, very cool person, and I worked directly for him, and he really liked me as a person. He was like, you know, you're a good person. I hate everything you got jammed up with. So the Master Chief said, I'm going to look out for you because I know you ain't a bad person. I just know everything you've been through because I've actually had conversations with my Master Chief about my life before. And he was like, you know, I'm going to look out for you. So he told me what to do, and this is what I did. And this is for anybody that you may know that's in the military. This is for anybody that you know that may have to deal with anything like this. I'm going to give you guys some game. I'm going to give you guys a way that you can beat the system. It worked for me. It might not work for you. There are some circumstances that you got to, everything's got to fall into place for you. Long story short, at the time, I was legally married. I was legally married at the time, by the way. This is a key point. You must be legally married at this particular point. You must be legally married. I was legally married at this point to my homegirl, which we actually that was the second slickest thing I did, was get married for VHA and BAQ. But this trumped that. we were legally married. You know what I'm saying? We were legally married. Yeah, we got married, Nuni, and busted the VHA BAQ down the middle, and I sent it half out to her, half to me, and that's how I afforded. That's how we was able to afford our apartments off base without even having any kids or anything. So we were some slick motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we did. It was my homegirl. Of course, I smashed her, yeah. But at the time, we wasn't really trying to be husband and wife. We just wanted the extra fucking thousand and something, extra, damn near $2,000 a month. And so that's how we did it. We went and got married, and we said we're going to split it down the middle, whatever extra we get, we're going to bust it, and we're going to make an allotment out, and that's how we did it. And so that was the second, that was the number two way I got over on the system. The number one way was, they told me, yeah, Mr. Blue, you know, we popped you on the piss test. You know, they came and searched my barracks, didn't find anything. But they wanted to kick me out anyway once they found out that I popped on the piss test. So they gave me an option. You can either take captain's mask and let the captain kick you out on administrative, or you can go to court martial. Court martial, for those of you all don't know the difference, is Tom Cruise, Jack Nicholson, You Can't Handle the Truth, Me and My Dress Blues on a stand with a jury. Yeah. So I've been there and done that. All right? I've been on trial in the military court. I took court martial. Master Chief told me to. He said, Mr. Blue, you're going to have to take the court martial. I'm going to tell you why. I said, Master Chief, are you crazy? If I take the court martial, Master Chief, they're going to send me to the brig if I lose. I mean, if I take the captain's mask, Master Chief, they're just going to kick me out and send me home. But if I lose the court martial, Master Chief, I go to the fucking brig for a year. Trust me, Mr. Blue. I put my trust in this guy. By the way, who was white, one of the coolest white people I ever met in my life. And I still... I'll tell you right now, one of the coolest people of all time I ever met, but he was actually a white guy. Saved my life, saved my career, stopped me from getting kicked out of the Navy. White guy, Master Chief. Anyway, story goes like this. You're going to tell them, this is what he told me to tell them. You're going to tell your JAG lawyer. You ever seen the show JAG? Yeah, I had one of those. He's pretty good. You're going to tell your JAG lawyer that your wife put marijuana in your food, in your spaghetti or your lasagna, some kind of dish with a pasta that looks like that would have oregano in it, and she put it in your food to ruin your Navy career because she caught you cheating. Let me say that again. Your defense is going to be that your wife caught you cheating, and she got mad, and she knows that you love the Navy so much and loves your career that she wanted to ruin it by putting the food. By putting weed in your food and letting you pop on the piss test, and therefore that's how you popped on the piss test, because your wife was mad. Key point is, and this is why, this is my motherfucker, this is why if I win a lottery tomorrow, I still owe Shawty a great deal, and that's one of my still good friends. No matter what, I don't give a fuck what's going on, I owe her. Any success I get, I'm going to make sure I break her off, because she didn't have to do it. But the key point was, she had to take the stand, and she had to lie and say it. Of course, she's a civilian at this point, and so, therefore, the thing about it is, she's a civilian. They can't do anything to buy her. They can't charge her with perjury because she's a civilian. It's the military. So, long story short, we ran the story. I won. I walked. Got an honorable discharge 4 months later. Story ends. Slickest shit I ever motherfucking pulled. Noonie.
What's up, homie?
You ever heard that story before, being pulled off in the military by anybody else?
Something similar.
Like what?
I know a guy who was doing cocaine.
Uh-huh.
And he was doing it. He wasn't, ain't nobody slick nothing.
Right.
You know, he tried to use the fact that his wife threatened the kids.
Uh-huh.
And like, what she did, she moved back home. And I don't think she really was going to do nothing, but she kind of like made like comments that she was going to take him away from him.
Uh-huh.
So he got her to act a complete fool on, you know, when they have the ombudsman.
Right.
Like, he got her to act a complete fool out there. And, you know, the thing about the Marine Corps and the Navy, like, they believe that perception is everything.
Uh-huh.
And they had never met her before. All they heard is these bad stories about her.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, some people believe it, some people don't. But, you know, when she came to that little picnic or dinner they had for the families with, you know, with the USO.
Right.
He was cutting up, clowning, throwing rocks and throwing up signs and jumping around bucking, man. So it really worked because, like, it was like on that amp, man, it's like, what, 3,000-4,000 people out there that was on that from that command, and at least 300 of them saw it happen.
Uh-huh.
And people liked the dude so much because he was one of them cats in PT. If you was like a fat dude, he would go back and have a slow time and run with you.
Right. So they gave him a pass because they said he was snorting cocaine because of the stress from his wife?
Right. And you know, like, what they call it? Hardship.
Yeah. Touche. So now you have it. By the way, before I even, of course, would even think about saying anything like this, the statute of limitations, of course, I've been away from it. There's basically nobody can do shit about it. All right, there you have it. You know what I'm saying? Just in case anybody wants to get any slick ideas about me telling that story about something that happened back in the 90s. No one can do shit about it at this point. They can't go back and change my discharge or anything like that. It can't be done. It's already been way too long past the fact, and so it can't be undone. And so now I can talk about it freely, but to me that was the slickest shit. Because when you're dealing with a government entity or when you're dealing with the military entity, trying to pull shit over on them. Now people fake the injury thing and get VA benefits for shit that ain't nothing wrong with them all the time. That's standard operating procedure. But beating them at a court martial, very 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 difficult, very very hard to do. It's really like beating a motherfucking guy, especially beating a motherfucking popping on a piss test charge. It's like beating the feds at conspiracy. If anybody want to quit street shit, it's very, very difficult. Nobody really does.
Man, them cats lose in there. They don't win. They lose.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So when I told people what it was that I was doing, people were calling me crazy. They was like, you might as well want to go to the rig. That's just stupid. That don't make no sense. You know, so I didn't tell people what I was doing because, of course, you had to keep it under wraps at that time. But it ended up working out for me. And I ended up, you know what I'm saying, taking a risk and pulling off that slick shit. So that's Blizzum's story of the slickest shit I ever pulled. Oh, yeah, and getting VHA and BAQ, you know, and not even actually living in the same house. That too. I put on the slick shit in the streets and stuff, but just, if you've ever been in the military, if you know anybody in the military, to pull that on them motherfuckers, I feel like I'm slicker than most. That was
the best. Yeah, bro, you are.
You know what I'm saying?
You are.
Yeah,
because the average person would have been busted down up in the brig, eating bread and water. You feel me?
Yeah. So that was I think that was the slickest shit I probably ever pulled off in my life. And I was nervous when I was in that motherfucker, man, and she was testifying. And you know what I'm saying? The key thing is you got to make sure you tell whoever they ever want to attempt some shit like that. The number one key thing is, you know, when you go to court martial, you got a choice to pick a jury of your peers, which means it'll be six officers, and three enlisted. Fuck them. Pick the motherfucking judge. And you pick the motherfucking judge, like I was told, because the judge has to go absolutely by motherfucking the UCMJ, Military Code of Justice, all right, law. And by law, if you got a person on the motherfucking stand telling you that they were the perpetrator of a crime and you can't disprove it, which means if they can't prove that she didn't put that motherfucking shit in my food, they had to find me not guilty. That was the motherfucking catch 22. That's the way the law was. There you go.
Yeah.
Gave you some game. Tell all your friends who got them still serving, just in case they still a wee head like I was. Oh, episode 175. Young Pat, what it do, homie? What's going on, man? Thanks for holding on. I had to tell that story. It's pretty interesting.
Hello. Hey, I actually like that story. I also have a similar story because, as some of you know and others of you don't know, I too was in the United States Army.
Uh-huh.
And I actually got out on the same type of shit, only they fooled my ass at the end, and I still ended up going to the pen.
Well, damn.
Yeah.
So you tried some slick shit, but it didn't quite work out for you.
No, see, this is what I did, right? This is what I did, okay? So the bitch I'm fucking with at the time, she was like, well, this is your baby, right? And I'm like, oh, well, fuck. I'm stationed in fucking Alaska. You feel me? And she living in Tennessee. So we got down halfway across the motherfucking country from each other. And I'm like, well, shit, goddamn. I can't do shit for my kid way up here in Alaska. This bitch don't want to move.
I got hoes in different area codes. Rest in peace, Nate Dogg.
Recipe.
What?
Oh, stop.
Exactly. Amen. Church, nigga, church. R.I.P. Nate, dog. Hold up.
My bad. Kill myself for that.
No, you good, man. R.I.P. Nate, dog.
R.I.P. Nate, I'm so I can't even talk about it right now. Go ahead. That's I can't even talk about Nick Dogg. I can't even. That was massive. If you were motherfucking if you were into hip hop and rap and you didn't feel you lost a little bit of hip hop when that man died, stop fucking rapping right fucking now.
I was sad for like I'm still sad that Nate Dogg's dead, man.
A little bit with Nate Dogg going, man. You feel me? You know, if you really love this shit, if you really love rap music like we do, if you really fucking do this shit like we do over here at Chainers Entertainment, if we like Nudie Jr. does, like Young Pat does, you feel what I'm saying? You feel me? If you really do music and you can't tell me you ain't never liked no song that Nate Dogg was ever on the hook on, you might be the lamest motherfucker and you just need to stop listening to hip-hop altogether.
And now you really kill yourself.
Go ahead with your story, Young Pat. We got 10 minutes. Go ahead.
All right. So this bitch don't want to move to Alaska, so I got the slick-ass idea. So I go to my S2 major, right? He a full major and shit, not lieutenant major or nothing like that. He a major. So I go up to him. I get chopping it up with him. And I done did some extra duty time and shit like that for drunk on duty and motherfucking breaking restriction and shit.
Drunk on duty.
Drunk on duty.
Well, actually it was drunk on extra duty.
So what happened?
That was another thing that I thought was slick that I had pulled off, but that's
not in
story.
My core, Marine.
You got caught. You got caught. Did you say you had restriction and extra duty for it?
Do what?
Didn't you say you had restriction and extra duty for getting caught for drinking on duty?
Well, no, I had restriction because I got caught with this bitch in my barracks. Like, I left her in my room while I was at PT, and I was going to take her back to the house after PT because I had fucked her till 5:30 in the morning. Then, you know, at 6, we got formation. Shit like that. So I'm like, all right, bitch, you get some sleep. I'm going to come back and get you a settlement, and I'm going to take you to the house. Well, they decided to take the drug dogs through the barracks that day.
My first
sergeant started calling my cell phone. My first sergeant, mind you, called my cell phone while I'm running throughout the post and shit doing PT and said, you need to get your ass to the barracks right now. So I broke out of the formation and started running to the barracks. Like, he ain't fucking around. So I'm like, what's the deal, first sergeant? He's like, well, we took the drug dogs through the barracks. Now, mind you, I had a sack of weed in my dresser. And he's like, and guess what we found? I was like, oh, my God, what did you guys find? He's like, we found some pussy. I was like, oh, Lord. I thought for sure they had found my weed, but they found the bitch. And so I got away with the weed. They ain't catch me with that. So they put me on company grade Article 15 for that shit. And then my last Sunday, I stayed up drinking Saturday night. Showed up on time for extra duty and all that shit, but I really still couldn't kind of stand up straight, so they hit my ass up for that on some asshole shit. But,
you were drunk on duty.
Hey, I blew a 0.156 or something like that 12 hours after I quit drinking. I think the right termination was I was fucked up on duty.
Yeah, you probably was. Okay, so let me ask you. I gotta move on to the question. I got people raising their hand, and I can't do an overtime tonight. Let me see. Hold on. All right, the question's real quick. Answer them real quick for me. All right, what was the last slick shit somebody tried to pull on you?
The last slick shit someone tried to pull on me. Shit, that was a long, long time ago. Someone had tried to rob me, and they didn't get away with it because I found them pumping gas at the gas station, and I got my money back.
Oh, they tried to rob you, and then they just went down the street, and then you saw them, and then you got it back?
Yeah, they robbed me for a half ounce of some lath, so they got me for about $300, but they only got me for about 10 minutes.
And how'd you get it back? Did you have to take it back or what?
Yeah, I had to forcefully take it back.
All right. Who do you think is supposed to
stick a pin with? Oh, shit. I think women be special because like, most men, they'll just believe anything a bitch tell them because they got the power of the pussy. Women got an unlimited power source they don't even know about.
They know about it, and they use it all the time, homie. They know fucking well that they have a motherfucking... a fucking weapon between their legs. They use it all the time. Don't ever think for a minute that they don't know they got that motherfucker. They all know they got it. And they use it. Even the ones 6 feet, they don't know how to use it. You feel what I'm saying? They use it well.
Yeah.
All of them do.
I've met more bitches. They ain't know the power they got within the pussy than I have. They do know.
Of the power that it has, but they know they got, they know it yields power. If they grown, they know it yields power. They may not use it to its magnitude and to its highest potential, to its full yield. You know what I'm saying? They know. They've used it before. Every fucking woman uses it. Every woman has manifested and harvested and used that motherfucking power between their legs at some point in their life. Every fucking one. Alright. Stay on the line. You feel me? I got to move on. I got some more questions. I got some more calls. All right. Stay on the line. All right.
All right.
All right. I'm only got 4 minutes left. Shay hit the number one again. Shay, did you want to say something again?
Oh, my bad. I had my call dropped, and I think when I called back in, I just pressed it automatically in case something came up.
Okay. All right. All right. So you sure? You good, right?
I was going at it. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Good. I laughed it out.
You laughed what out?
That's what I was laughing about, Noonie and Lexi, when it was going back and forth. I think I was going to say something. But, I laughed it out.
That was good. That was the thing for the show. Yeah. All right. Stay on the line. All right. So,
okay.
I only got 4 minutes left on the show. I'm not doing the overtime tonight. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But I want to say one thing. Now, before I go, women are the slickest thing. And somebody put on my Facebook wall in the middle of the show. And I'm looking at my wall as I speak right now, because people, you know, sometimes when I'm doing the show, people are listening on the internet and they don't call in. They just post or tag me something on the wall. And someone said on one of the posts, men have intuition too, a.k.a. a gut feeling too. It's instilled in all of us, the feeling that something just isn't right. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody does have a quote-unquote gut feeling. The problem with you females is, a lot of times y'all shit be wrong. And then y'all think because it's y'all's gut and it's y'all's intuition that it's some kind of specialness between y'all from us. My gut has been wrong before. And I can say that. When my gut is wrong, it's wrong. But not y'all. No. When y'all gut talk to y'all, that motherfucker right concrete. Ain't no change in your goddamn vision. It's right.
You ain't never lied, nigga.
Just the difference between our gut intuition and y'all gut intuition. If our gut leads us gold, we're man enough to say, God damn, I
bitches ain't shit but hoes and trick. Lick on the nuts and suck the dick.
Rest in peace, Nate, dog. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on. That's the difference. That was, of course, a female that posted it on the wall.
You
have gut feelings, but y'all go with y'all's rock solid. Y'all don't question y'all's gut, even if it's evidence of a contrary. Yes.
Nate got the freaks, and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, and it's all over.
Hey, I don't know. Favorite Nate Dogg song. I'm opening up the last 2 minutes. I'm asking everybody, what's their favorite Nate Dogg song? What's your favorite Nate Dogg song?
All of them.
All of them? Come on, pick one, man. Pick one. I got to go. Pick one.
21 Questions, 50 Cent. 21 Questions.
Damn, you picked a good one. Ah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Stay on the line. Michigan girl, what's your favorite Nate Dogg song?
Regulators.
That was mine. Damn it. Pat, what's your favorite Nate Dogg song?
I Got Love.
Which one? Which one is that? You Got Love? How's it go? Sing the hook.
Man, I can't remember the damn hook. I just wanted to jam that shit out the other night.
Shay, what's your favorite Nate Dogg song, Shay?
Man, Bina took mine with Regulators.
Regulators? 912, what's your favorite Nate Dogg song?
Well, Billy Bad Phoenix in the building, but Lay Low.
Lay Low? Which one is that on?
With him, Master P and Snoop, when Snoop joined No Limit.
Oh, okay. Dang, I ain't heard that in a minute. I can't even remember how that shit go. Key, you got a favorite Nate Dogg song?
It was one on him and Snoop on it. I can't remember the name of it.
You can't remember?
It was Snoop's song, but he was, you know, doing a hook.
Oh, okay. You don't know what it sounded like? What was the hook like? What was the hook?
Well, I don't remember. I was just sitting on somebody's phone yesterday, too.
Damn it, man. All right, I got 30 seconds left. My favorite one, though, besides Regulators, is Hey, 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 Smoke Weed Every Day. Rest in peace to the homie Nate Dogg, you dig? K100 Internet Radio, I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in for episode 175. Hip Hop lost a great one the other day, man. And shouts out to him, man. Rest in peace, homie. Episode 175. Motherfucker, you ain't slick. I ain't slick, but I'm finna just straight up hang up on y'all motherfuckers. Deuces!